Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for June 28th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing fantastic. Man, have we got a road to hoe when it comes to news that networks refuse to use. It's everywhere. And our focus on stories from a constitutional, founding father-esque vantage point, if you will, a God, family, country, historical world view is key. Now, Kurt, there's a huge story in the news today. Of course, they're not going to talk about the details that we'll talk about. Nevertheless, it's in the news. A massive cyber attack has literally hit computer systems around the world. The BBC reports. Newser.com with the details. Did you see this, Kurt? A massive cyber attack.
No, I didn't really. It seems like it's almost on a regular basis. We get
it's on an increasing basis, Kurt.
Yeah, I see one. Headline on Drudge says NATO says cyber attacks a call to arms. Anyway, I guess there's much of it going on. What do you make of it?
Well, first off, let's get some details on the table. Then I'll tell you what I make of it. The ransomware attack, which is believed to be a, quote, well-known strain called Petya, P-E-T-Y-A, Kurt. And the updated version of that is called PetRap, P-E-T-R, or PetRap, P-E-T-R-W-R-A-P. And it was first reported in the Ukraine, Kurt, but it's quickly spread to Spain, France, Russia, even the U.S. Now, they say there's a lot of companies and agencies, government and more that are affected, or infected, I should say. British advertising agencies, one of them. Ukraine's state power distributor. Kiev's main airport, the Ukrainian Central Bank, aircraft manufacturer, I think it's called Antonov, two postal services, Russian oil producer, Rosneft, Danish chicken company, I don't even know how to say it, anyway, multinational companies all hit. Kurt, this thing is massive. Now, that's the first thing you need to know. It's massive. Believe it or not, one of these power plants have switched to manual operations. They've got manual radiation monitoring now because of the attack. They say there's no kill switch to offer a quick fix to this thing like the last time this happened. And they say it's just going to be a big problem. Now, the thing that I want to mention about this, Kurt, that's being left out is this. Remember the reports that this abusive malware or attackware, rogueware, whatever you want to call it, the origins of it, Kurt, come from, do you know who, my friend?
The CIA, probably,
yes, sir.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the CIA got hacked. They took this code. They have now weaponized it, and they're going rogue around the world. This is the second massive cyber attacks in so many weeks. And the CIA was at the helm of this, Kurt. Now, they're not talking about that anywhere. If you see all the stories, oh, this comes from the Ukraine or this, that, it's all with an effort to tie it to Russia. The problem is they're not going to be able to tie this to Russia, Kurt, because the Russians got hit hard, too. All I'm telling you is that I expect more of this, Kurt. So here's what I think. I think no one's reporting really that it was the CIA core source code involved in this that has been basically stolen and weaponized. And most importantly, that, you know what? We're going to expect more and more and more of these attacks as they get more and more refined, Kurt. This is not going to stop. It's going to get worse. I pray I'm wrong, but that's my prediction. To focus on the origins, the CIA, a criminal, weaponized government agency that needs to be shut down immediately, who has really generated the source code and the germination of this weaponized technology now being used massively against the world. There's going to be more of it, Kurt, because it's all by design. This is not an accident. This is all by design. The black op rogue agents within the CIA want to weaponize cyber capabilities and literally want to bring America and other nations to their knees so they can remake America in the blueprint of globalism. That's what their goals are, Kurt. You can say, Sam, you can't connect the dots to that. You're talking out of turn here. And my response is, you go look up CIA software leak attack, whatever, and what do you find, Kurt, when you do that? The answer is the CIA has been involved in this stuff for a long time. They're at the helm. They're at the origins. Right?
Just that's look the up way I've seen
CIA
it. I mean,
software malware.
Good point.
In Google. And tell me what you find. Okay, you got Vault 7. CIA hacking tools revealed, according to WikiLeaks. Now, pretty soon, you're going to go right back to the Seth Rich murder, Kurt. Brutal Kangaroo was one of the code names for the CIA's developing of malware for hacking purposes. All right. CIA Windows 10 malware. All right. You can say WikiLeaks alleges this, Kurt. But here's the problem. How do you get to the bottom of the truth? Right? But hardly anybody reporting on it. Right? But we see more and more of this stuff, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, well, Sam, you can't connect the dots. And my response is, you're right. And let's talk about who's preventing us from connecting the dots, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
All right. How do you dig into the CIA? How do you dig into the WikiLeaks reality? And how do you get Pater when they're running interference for Bill and Hillary Clinton, for Barack Obama, for Bernie Sanders, for, and then, you know, Seth Rich is dead. You can't look into that or you're a nut. But literally, Seth Rich had ties to WikiLeaks, they claim. Why is he dead? What about Snowden? He's on the run for the United States government for what? Whistleblowing? Where do we go from here? How do we get to the bottom of it? And all I'm telling you is, so you got this massive story in the news, but none of it's being talked about in relation to the CIA generating some of the source code for this in the first place. It's all blamed on Russia. It's all blamed on the Ukraine or whatever. It reminds me of the Fast and Furious gun running scandal, Kurt. The government was literally feeding gun running via local gun distributors in Arizona on the Mexican border, literally putting guns in the hands of drug cartel, criminal, violent gangs. And then all the while they were doing that intentionally, they literally rolled out news stories saying, because of gun shows, guns are leaking or, you know, sifting across the border. The gun shows are evil. We got to shut down gun shows. We find out it was all a big old psyop. It was all a big black ops government operation. It was all a lie, and they got caught. We know the truth on Operation Fast and Furious. It was a big old scandal by our government, a lie by rogue agents. But, Kurt, did you see any accountability? Did you see it stop? Did you see people go to jail?
I didn't.
No.
Maybe I missed it.
And I submit to you that it's the same scenario here, but cyber software weaponized and being used against the world now with the CIA right in the thick of it. That's what you got. And I don't see Donald saying we got to have an immediate investigation, a third-party independent panel of IT experts on this thing, Kurt. Because remember, the IT people hate the Donald, Kurt.
Yeah, but you could run something like this up, right, Sam?
I could be the project manager. I don't know that I have the knowledge from a coding point of view.
Yeah, but I mean, you could find the right people.
Oh, I for sure could. I know several of them already. And I, by the way, have enough understanding of what's going on here already. Mm-hmm. Look, these... whenever you look at source code, folks, it's got thumbprints in it. Or fingerprints, if you will. Or definable metrics that can identify, a lot of times, who created it. That's where you'd start. Let's talk about the Supreme Court coming up, too, okay? Neil Gorsuch. How's he doing, by the way, huh? Well, we're going to tell you in seconds on your radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Neil Gorsuch. We were delighted when the Donald Trump president put him on the Supreme Court. We said, hey, this is a constitutional conservative. And we hoped he would do well. And, Kurt, we're starting to get feedback on how he's done over the last 60 days. They call it a deep bench for SCOTUS fans. In his first 3 months, if there are any indication at all, Americans can indeed count on Neil Gorsuch to take the Constitution seriously. They say in decisions ranging from gun rights to marriage and religious liberty, Gorsuch hasn't wasted any time standing up for God, family, and country, Kurt. He's made his originalist presence felt for sure. They say after years of living under an activist administration and Supreme Court, it was refreshing to see the justices come together to protect religious exercises in the playground case, which they're celebrating, but I'm rejecting, Kurt. And I'm rejecting it because it basically gets government money to fund churches. But anyway, they say the decision was not just encouraging for the church, whose daycare and preschool are now eligible for, quote, state grants. See, I don't find that good news, but they do. But they say, but because of how Judge Gorsuch ruled. In his what is becoming a trend, the former Supreme Court clerk issued opinions paralleling those of Justice Clarence Thomas, who many consider the most conservative jurist on the bench. So Neil Gorsuch is more like Thomas than anybody. That's one story's example of what they see, Kurt. What do you see about Justice Gorsuch?
Well, you know, I was just looking through things, and I see one headline from Fox News. Justices Thomas, Gorsuch blast court decision to reject gun rights appeal. If he's hanging around with Clarence Thomas, if Neil Gorsuch is doing that, then I say he's doing some good stuff, you know. We just need, seven more of them?
Well, and that's the point. Donald can get after it hopefully pretty quick here and get another one.
Do you think Kennedy will go? You know, some have said that, there's some guy named Kennedy, as far as I can tell, on the Supreme Court, and supposed to be pretty old and ready to roll. There's been some talk that I saw one story that a number of their the individuals, helpers in the Supreme Court, were getting together early to have some kind of reunion early because looked like the Kennedy was going to roll sooner. I'll have to try to find that news story. But, you know, do you think there'll be another vacancy very soon?
Well, I hope you're right. I don't wish any demise to anybody, whether I agree with him or disagree with him. But I do hope that, you know what, he can gracefully retire. And then we can put another guy on the Supreme Court that'll stand for pro-life. And if we get Clarence Thomas and we get Gorsuch and they'll really stand strong, we might be able to get some pro-life decisioning out of them, Kurt. And that's what I would pray for.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I guess Anthony Kennedy is the guy's name. And they say he's 80 years old, and there's some talk that he may move on. Funny thing is, you know, a guy was put there, he's a political, or from the Republican Party.
Of course, Kurt, I said, the Republicans have more on the bench than the Democrats already. They got more in every area of government right now, and we're still not hitting pay dirt when it comes to the promises.
Yeah, good point.
But anyway, we want to celebrate Neil Gorsuch's appointment to the Supreme Court, and as far as we understand, it's a deep bench, they say, for SCOTUS fans. And 2.5 months in, how is he doing, they ask?
Mm-hmm.
The consensus seems to be that he's making his mark already.
Yeah, the Fox News piece that has the announcement that maybe Justice Anthony Kennedy will retire. They say it's rumored to be poised to announce his retirement. And if it happens, it will trigger a confirmation battle that could make the fight over Neil Gorsuch look like a playground skirmish. Yeah.
Now, I'm not really for this decision that favored this church, though, where they can get government grants for their playgrounds and all these things. I'm not for that. So to me, that's a loss.
Mm-hmm.
But even the conservatives are celebrating that as fantastic news, Kurt. And well, from, we don't want to discriminate against the church. Everybody has a right to get a grant.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard for me to go there. I mean, I agree that there should be equality. I disagree that we should all be able to get government grants. I think the government grants ought to be shut down, but I do think there should be equality. And see how that gets split so easy. If I'm against it, Kurt, then people will say Sam's not for equality for churches.
Good point.
Wait, that's not really what I said or what I meant. But see, they'll just take that to the bank. It won't matter what I think or say or believe. That's irrelevant almost.
Yeah.
Because that's how the belligerent, extreme fake news media spins it all.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I will say that I'm glad churches are being treated more fair than they used to be. That's for sure.
That's right.
Good. And I'm glad Donald increased opportunities for whistleblowers and that he decreased the attacks and the regulations on churches so that they can politically speak out as well. I think they should be able to. Just because someone's a leader of a church, that shouldn't muzzle their God-given, unalienable First Amendment rights, Kurt.
Yeah. Imagine that.
So anyway, I thought that was interesting. Now, Kurt, you're going to love this because Kurt loves sports in the news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, sure. You know who Serena Williams is, don't you, Kurt?
Yeah, I think she's a tennis lady.
That's right. Now, you realize that she's pregnant, right?
I didn't know that.
Now, you realize that she's going to get married, too, right?
Oh, she's not married, but she's pregnant.
She's,
but at least she's going to get married.
She did a little put the cart before
the
horse. To a man,
the whole thing?
Yeah, it's a man. Wow. So even though there's kind of some problems with this a little bit, there's a lot of good. She's going to marry a man, and they say they're in love, and, you know, that's all good, okay? The fact that she kind of jumped the gun, put the cart before the horse, you're supposed to get pregnant after the marriage, Serena. But anyway.
That's right.
You know, we'll give her credit where credit's due. At least she's not murdering the baby.
That's right.
And at least she's not marrying a woman or anything like that. So there's a lot to celebrate here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's an incredible player, Kurt.
Yep.
But she'd be ranked like 700 if she was on the men's circuit. John McEnroe said during an NPR interview on Sunday. Now, of course, this ignited a fierce debate, Kurt. So here's the deal. This McEnroe guy, I guess he's a tennis player too, but he's in the men's league. He's like, you know, Serena's good, but hey, man, she'd rank like 700 if she had to be in the men's league. And the feminazis are going belligerent, Kurt. I mean, they're coming unglued. Well, they wanted him to apologize and melt down and grovel and cuck.
Mm-hmm.
He refused. He said, I ain't doing that. I'm not apologizing. I don't need to apologize for telling the truth. Now, imagine a guy like that. And when I bring this up in light of the story that you and I talked about, how this one guy decided he was a girl and went on the girls team and was slaughtering all the girls, and then the girls were mad and they're like, man, well, at least he's nice, and you know, they melted down and accepted the lies. And but this is an example on the national global stage for elite athletics where this girl's very good. She's really good, Kurt, but for her to play in the men's team, she'd get slaughtered. She'd be like 700, this guy says. Now, they're attacking him, telling him to apologize. He won't. Serena's mad. What do you say about this, Kurt? Get your take, and then I've got something to say on this issue.
Well, let's see. Serena, it's good. She's going to have a baby, and the baby's not going to be killed. Apparently, you know, she's going to get married. That's, like you said, supposed to happen before they get the baby, you know, coming. But anyway, at least, you know, there's some good news there.
Yeah, there used to be a song that used to say, first comes marriage, then comes a baby and a baby
that's
carriage,
right?
Now,
I guess there's some sad news, at
well,
least
let me back
opinion,
up a minute. First it said, first comes love, then comes marriage, then comes a baby and a baby carriage, right?
Yeah, well, that's the new way, or the old way. Anyway, they say apparently she posed nude for some variety.
Yeah, that was
kind of like
something
that
I wasn't going to bring up. She's kind of part nude. She showed her baby bump, Kurt.
Yeah.
Along with a few other
bumps.
Well, anyway. Liberty Roundtable Live. We'll break it down in my comments and thoughts, Kurt's as well, in seconds on your radio.
Pursuing liberty. Using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Some say that Democrats are waking up to a kind of reality. Americans don't care about fantastic stories about how Russia might have helped Donald Trump win. While Russian influence stories may have motivated Maxine Waters and her base to chant Impeach 45, it's not resonating in much of America. Representative Tim Walz of Minnesota said, quote, I did a 22-county tour. Nobody talked about it. The far left, represented by Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, well, the far left is focusing on telling their base that the Russians stole the election. A Chinese Roman Catholic bishop has disappeared. The bishop was forcibly removed from his episcopal see some time ago, so says the Vatican. The diocesan Catholic community and his relatives have no news or reasons for his removal, nor do they know why he's being held. The Chinese government has long asserted authority to appoint bishops, and by appointing clergy, the Chinese government can influence the church. The Vatican doesn't recognize that authority, of course. There's a split between the underground church and state-approved churches. This is LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly internet news analysis service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, worldaffairsbrief.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
The outlook wasn't brilliant for the Mudville Nine that day. The score stood 4-2, one inning more to play. Then all 5,000 throats recoiled upon the flat for Casey. Mighty Casey was advancing to the bat. Close by the sturdy batsman, the ball unheeded sped.
"That ain't my style,"
said Casey.
"Like what?"
the umpire said. She signaled to the pitcher. Once more the spheroid flew.
"I think I'll just ignore it."
And the umpire said,
"Right to."
Now, something different than we read about in the poem. Casey thought of Mom and Dad and time she spent at home. She relaxed, she smiled, her confidence, it grew, and above the roar of the crowd, she heard her dad shout,
"Follow through!"
Somewhere, men are laughing and children having fun. And tonight, there's joy in Mudville, where Mighty Casey hit a home run.
Family, isn't it about time? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Serena Williams is a great, absolute great player. Incredible player. But you know what? She'd rank like 700 if she was on the men's circuit. That's what John McEnroe said on Sunday in an NPR interview, creating a big old ripping firestorm. Kurt's thoughts on this and then mine. Kurt?
This is McEnroe. As far as I can tell, McEnroe's a white guy. She's a black woman. That means he's going to be in trouble.
Now, if she was a lesbian, it'd be even worse for the guy. But, you know.
Yeah, good point. Now, apparently she's going to marry a white guy. So, you know, I guess that's sort of the end thing. I don't know. You know, but anyway, it's kind of interesting to see the whole picture. Wouldn't it be nice if... Number one, she, you know, found love and then, you know, created a child after marriage.
Yeah, and found love, got married, then a child, yeah.
And didn't display her, well, anyway.
Well, didn't, let's just say she'd remain modest.
Yeah, didn't pose for some, you know, thing naked or whatever. I mean, those are the good old days, you know, Sam?
Now, what I want to say about this, though, is look, Kurt, McEnroe pointed out a reality check that we cannot get over and we can't ignore. The elephant literally is in the tent here, and you just can't pretend it's not. The fact is, women and men do not belong on the same sports teams. And the fact is, I don't know if she'd be 700. That might be an exaggeration. But I know this. She would struggle in the men's league. If you don't believe me, let's dissolve the men and women's league in tennis tomorrow. Let's dissolve the NBA and the WNBA tomorrow, and let's just watch a few games and then talk about it, okay? And so what I would recommend is a reality TV show where John McEnroe can go ahead and play Serena, right? And let's just have the showdown, Kurt. If we're going to do it, let's just do an epic reality smackdown. And if Serena's right, and if all the critics are right, Serena will spank old John, and he'll go home, you know, as a deflated, white, racist, hate-baiting male. And that's what he deserves to have happen to him anyway, Kurt, doesn't he? See, that's the narrative that they take, and this is all a lie. He's pointing out an obvious truth that we've got to understand. It's not that women are not capable. It's that there's just different traits of God-ordained males and females that are designed to come together not to be adversarial, that are designed to be complementary. And you know what? John's hit on a truth, and he won't apologize for it, and I say good for him, Kurt. Not because I want to fuel the debate, but because we do need somebody to stand up for the truth, and it's rare that an athlete will do that. And it's interesting that he's white and she's black, he's a male and she's female. It's interesting that all the lines that are typically drawn to divide are crossed here. It's also interesting that he won't back down and he's holding his ground, and we commend him. Not because we want to keep the debate alive, but because the truth needs to come out somewhere. Women do not belong in battle. Women do not belong in men or with men in bunks and foxholes and on submarines and such. No offense, but women don't belong there, Kurt. It's not that we're saying they're not capable or that they're bad or that it's that it creates crisis.
They need to be protected, Sam.
They need to be protected. Great
and
point.
They need to not be in places like that, you know.
And I wish the white dude, Serena's fiance, would say, honey, I need you to cover up here. Let's be modest. We can acknowledge these truths and we can protect women and we can be chivalrous, not chauvinists. Amen. And I bring it up for that reason, just because we've talked about that. This debate is happening not only at a high school level or a young age, Kurt, where we discussed that story a week or two ago, and now at the most elite athletic circles globally speaking, we see the same debate raging. And they're literally pitching men against women. And they're doing it intentionally. All right, Joseph Farah wrote an incredible article. And he asks a very interesting question, Kurt. Do you got that handy?
Joseph Farah. Let's see.
You mentioned this story a little bit at the end of an hour one time, and I had it, and we've been meaning to get back to the story. Why no one shouts, Jesus is great, when they kill Joseph Farah.
Great point. Because you hear all these stories about, Aloha Akbar or whatever it is that they shout, and then they run over a bunch of people or they mow them down or, you know, whatever. And so Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily, asks a simple question. How come, a Christian, if they're going to kill somebody, doesn't shout out, Jesus is great, and then do it? But it's one of those stories you're really not going to hear with
because
legs,
the people that truly believe in Jesus, Kurt, aren't violent, my friend.
Yeah, they're not doing that stuff. Great point.
Any other tidbits in Joseph's article? It's a great point that he makes.
Yeah, to me, that's pretty much it. Some stories are the whole,
Well, and the fact that, answering his question has some critical ramifications too. Those who believe in God, family, and country, those who believe in our Christian heritage, those who truly try to live by the teachings of Jesus Christ and follow his example in word and in deed and in thought, those who are genuine to truly follow the Prince of Peace, become peaceful. That's why. And Joseph's making that point. He doesn't ask it ignorantly. He asks it with, in my opinion, brilliant intent, meaning he gets it. And the question literally, becomes self-evident when you think about it, Kurt?
Yep. Great point, Sam.
Because the teachings of Christ don't teach people to be violent and kill.
Yeah. That's
there
right.
are other teachings that do, though.
Yep. Good point.
All right, we also need to talk about the who's who in nonprofits. Last reporting group for false hate claims, writes Bob Unruh. Man, they're just nailing it, hitting it out of the park with great columns, Kurt.
Yep, good point. Sam, there's this thing called GuideStar, and they call it a public charity. And they say that they're neutral and that they provide online nonprofit information to a broad audience at no cost to those users. But doggone it, they began slamming Christian and other conservative organizations based on the recommendations of our beloved friends at the Southern Poverty Law Center, which, by the way, itself has been linked to domestic terror and even once put Ben Carson on its list of haters. Well, that's right along with you, right, Sam? GuideStar.
Yeah, except they forget that he's black. He's not a hater or a racist or anything. And by very nature, he shouldn't be, according to their Well, the problem is there's like a hierarchy of rules.
Yep.
You're a racist if you're white, no matter what. You're a black racist if you support conservative viewpoints.
Yes, that's right.
In fact, you're an Uncle Tom-ish kind of person.
That's right. They say GuideStar posts a notice saying this organization was flagged as a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, this is what they do on their little things. Now, you know, what happens, Sam, is they say in this story that the SPLC has no bona fides to make such determinations. I guess what happened is there's a bunch of leaders of entities, for example, the Eagle Forum, the American Freedom Defense Initiative, American College of Pediatricians, Wall Builders, Liberty Council, Family Research Council, National Organization for Marriage, London Center. Anyway, it goes on. Judicial Watch is included here, Heritage Foundation, many other groups. These groups have all signed a letter basically saying that, talking about the SPLC, and it says it is not a governmental organization using a rigorous criteria to create its list. It's not a scientifically oriented organization. The SPLC is merely another progressive political organization. And the letter goes on to say the hate group list is nothing more than a political weapon targeting people it deems to be its political enemies. They say the list is ad hoc, partisan, and agenda-driven. Anyway, it's kind of good to see that these folks are working on it. I guess this letter was initiated by Liberty Council, and it asked for a response within a week. I don't expect they'll get much response. Matt Staver, founder of Liberty Council, said there that the SPLC is intent on destroying pro-family organizations. He went on to say it's a hate group label. Its hate group label is false and dangerous. He said that GuideStar's CEO, Jacob Harold, is using GuideStar to promote his liberal agenda by using the Southern Poverty Law Center to falsely label good nonprofit organizations as hate groups. Yeah, it cuts off their money, and that's their goal.
Yeah, and they've been attacking Matt Staver. We'll have him on July 3rd, Monday, talking about that very thing. They're attacking Liberty Council big time as well. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. I guess you got desperate Venezuelans in the news, Kurt. That country's melting down. The United States is having some trouble, too. They're saying, hey, Illinois is kind of like Venezuela. They're having some financial difficulties over there, too, Kurt. Now, I would submit the two are quite different, even though they try to make them out the same. But again, it just shows socialism. One's just way further down the road than the other, right?
Well, yeah, and you, everybody probably knows this, but I had to get like a refresher. But Colombia and Venezuela are basically two, you know, countries that touch each other. I guess they've got a 1,370-mile-long border.
They're probably trying to build a wall, aren't they, Kurt?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're trying, but right now, apparently, in the past, I mean, Colombia has been known for all its drug kind of wars. And so then a whole bunch of people go from Colombia over to Venezuela, you know, to kind of escape that. But now it's the other way around. They're heading from Venezuela to Colombia. And, they get to... they go there to try to survive, Sam. And like this story tells about this one family that, at least this part of a family that's there in Colombia now. And their daily task to sell 54 mangoes at less than $1 each in hopes of sending a sliver of what they earned to relatives struggling even more back home. What I want to know is, how do they send it? You got to at least...
Just go ahead and PayPal that sucker over there, Kurt. Come on.
Okay.
What do you think?
But anyway, it's these kinds
Walmart
of stories...
Or they send them a Walmart debit card prepaid, yeah. Don't you know?
It's these kinds of stories that tell me... this is one of the main reasons we do this program, ladies and gentlemen. We hope to make it so that people... well, everywhere, don't have to deal with the horrors of socialism.
But what if they're
the
not
horrors
white?
Of, well, I don't care what color they are.
What?
We don't want people to be mistreated either by their governments or any other bad guys. We hope for good guys to take over and run things, and we hope for the good guys to make... well, good laws, or to follow the good laws, like the Ten Commandments. And anyway, we wish we weren't so tough on the Venezuelans and the, anybody else. But the problem there in Venezuela is they've had wicked leadership.
For way too long.
Yeah, that's right.
And it shows us kind of a harbinger of change that we don't want to embrace.
Yeah. There you go. Good point.
You know, it says, wow, that's not a road we want to go down. The problem is we seem to be going down that same road. We're not near as far along, but we seem to be just ignoring all warning signs and headed for the, like lemmings over the cliff at breakneck speed, Kurt, unfortunately.
That's a great point, Sam.
Right. Well, we got to talk about the JFK assassination before the hour ends, Kurt.
Well, at least I found this interesting. You know, you rarely see much about JFK in the news simply because it's kind of, I guess you could say, politically incorrect. But, Sam, there was the guy who examined JFK's head, and the source for this came from DailyMail.com, but the guy who examined him right after he was shot basically drew up a little sketch of what he saw, you know, like here's the head, here's where the bullet, you know, I could see went in, here's where the exit wound was, you know, and here's what these headlines read from DailyMail.com. Does a sketch prove that JFK was assassinated by two gunmen, drawing by fallen president's surgeon moments after he was shot in Dallas, says bullets came from different directions? Dr. Robert McClellan held JFK's head as he was operated on. After being shot, he drew a sketch based on what he saw that said the bullets came from the front. McClellan later decided Kennedy was shot from It says, from the front and behind, he believes the second gunman must have been on the infamous grassy knoll. The sketch, by the way, that he did went up for sale, Sam. They had the minimum bid for it was $2,500. It sold for over $10,000. I just thought those were kind of, you know, interesting JFK little tidbits. And if it weren't for the overseas press, you know, dailymail.co.uk.
Well, what I find fascinating is what about the Warren Commission or Warren Commission and all this kind of stuff? How come we didn't know about this drawing before, Kurt, if it was done right after by, like, the surgeon? Now, let me just explain some about surgeons. They're not known for lack of detail, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, you know, here's a little drawing. I mean, they could have looked at that at the Warren Commission, but maybe what they figure was those bullets came from the back and they circled around and then went in from the front. Because, you know, I mean, we've got all these amazing magic bullet theories, and old our buddy from where was it, Ohio or somewhere, you know, that was a senator, you know, championed that kind of stuff in the past. But, you know, and then Dan Rather went along with it. You can see a Dan Rather clip on YouTube about him in the early days and how he got where he was.
You got to just wonder about all that stuff, and you got to say, hey, more and more evidence mounts. But here's the problem, Kurt. Whether it's Frank Marshall Davis, the communist leader that was investigated by the FBI and him possibly being Barack Hussein's father, whether it's did we go to the moon or not, whether it's what about JFK's assassination, to simple things like is Donald really on our side? You know, unless you get government transparency, you'll never get answers. And the only way you'll get government transparency is to start to shut down these unconstitutional agencies that every one of them has a rogue black side, black funding and et cetera. To it, Kurt, and you see this everywhere.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice to say that, look, if the government tells you this is the way it is, it's a fact. It's true. Wouldn't that be refreshing? I mean, I just love it.
Well, it kind of depends on what your goals are, Kurt.
Well, okay, yeah. If your goals are like honesty and truth and freedom and principles, you know.
Yeah,
I guess that's so, a good point.
You know, if you like that stuff, then Kurt, I totally get it. But if you kind of want death and destruction and turmoil and war and global governance and abuse of people and torture and pillage and plunder, and you're kind of a, you know, follower of Satan,
got
and,
family,
you know, there's
country,
a different
opposite
plan,
right?
You know? Yeah,
good point.
So that's kind of what I'm saying, the reference point. I would like that more and more of the truth on JFK. And at some point, we're going to have government be transparent about what's going on. I guess there's an arrest made at the Arkansas Capitol, Kurt?
Yeah, Sam. I didn't even know about this, but apparently there, you know, the some private people put together a bunch of money, over $26,000, and basically paid for a monument of the Ten Commandments there at the Arkansas Capitol. And, hey, you know, just surprisingly, what was it? You know, this was how many days after, toppled less than 24 hours after they put that thing up, some guy drove a vehicle into the statue and busted it up. I guess he even did it live on Facebook. I saw the video. I couldn't tell he was doing anything live, but it looked all dark to me. But, you know, what I find so amazing is everywhere I go on any of this government ground, especially after the whole 9/11 thing and whatever, they've got all these places where, you know, there's no way to drive in there. You got all these things, and yet, you know, they put the Ten Commandments up with private money, and hey, less than 24 hours later, some guy could drive a truck onto it and bust it up. So anyway, I guess he was trying to save America, I suppose, you know, or whatever. But sad news, if you ask me. I suppose it'll be a long time before they ever get it back up there or whatever. You know, they say the busted pieces of the granite were seen inside a taped-off barrier near the walkway to the Justice Building. A set of tire tracks were visible in the grass on the western side of the small slope on which the statue sat. You know, it's amazing to me. I guess this guy was probably trying to Save America or something, you know.
Amen to that. Now, we got really good news with Sean Hannity, but of course, the newsmakers, manipulators, pitched the story all wrong. Nevertheless, Sean's in the news.
Well, yeah, it's a story from the Laredo Morning Times. Now, that's not what you'd call, you know, like CNN, Fox, or, you know, whatever. But apparently, Sean tweeted, I didn't
The only way he can get out, get the word out by himself, huh, Kurt?
Yeah, he tweeted about the Rich story, you know, the Seth Rich murder thing. He says, my investigation continues now. You know, frankly, that's not much of a story, but at least he did tweet it. You know, he said he was going to study it all up in May, but there's not a lot really there. I just find it interesting that, you know, at least our buddies there at the Laredo Morning Times must have seen that. And Phil Hornshaw at the Wrap, I guess, is the real source of it. But, you know, those advertisers going away, and then Fox, the guys that give him millions of dollars to be on the air, they kind of control Sean Hannity, I think, Sam.
Well, do you think Sean's going to survive?
Well, if he... What does the survive mean? Do I think he'll stay on Fox and
yes.
keep getting the big money?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll keep getting the big money.
I think as long as he pushes this narrative and uses Twitter to circumvent the mainstream press, eventually he'll be gone.
Oh, okay.
If he shuts up and obeys the velvet hammer, he'll stay.
But all he did was say, my investigation continues. That's not much, you know, much reporting, if you ask me.
It's better than not saying anything or not being willing to do anything at all.
Came into that. Good
I'm pulling a page out of Kurt's playbook on this one. But all I'm telling you is
nice work.
At least he said he's going to keep investigating it. I hope he finds pay dirt. And I hope if Fox doesn't stand up with him, that he bails from Fox and tells the tale. And I hope more and more and more of us new media taking center stage folks reject the old matrix and stand for the new media taking center stage. Then we can make the rules. After all, he who owns the media makes the rules. Isn't that clear by now? Thanks for being alongside for the ride. If you want to help us make the rules and you want to help us grow our presence in the media and you want to help us take center stage, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Please donate and get involved today. We declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, this nation shall endure.